With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is meeting with Turkish President Recep Erdogan at the White House. The president has signaled the U.S. might soon lift its hold on advanced fighter jet sales to Turkey. Despite tensions over Turkey's human rights record and ties with Russia, Mr. Trump sees Erdogan as a crucial partner, especially in efforts to resolve conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Senate Republicans say upcoming hearings will provide thorough oversight of President Trump's use of executive power. Bob Agnew with that report.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's observed a lot of presidents and notes that they all try to exert as much executive power as they can. Then he says, as a matter of course, those decisions often have to face scrutiny from the courts and Congress. Thune told CNN Republican senators have, in his words, a responsibility as an independent, co-equal branch of the government to make sure that we're doing appropriate oversight of these decisions. Bob Agnew reporting.
A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels has wounded 22 people in the southern Israeli city of Eilat yesterday. That's according to medics.
This attack marks a rare breach of sophisticated Israeli missile defenses. Those defenses have greatly limited casualties from such attacks. In the Gaza Strip, local hospitals say Israeli fire has killed more than 40 Palestinians. Meanwhile, President Trump's Mideast envoy expresses optimism over a new plan for ending the war.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, but the envoy has not said what the plan entails or if Israel or Hamas had accepted that plan. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes remain sluggish in August despite a late summer slide in mortgage rates. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales slipped 0.2% last month from July. This is SRN News. Pot is bad for women who want to have a baby.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump, who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural North Woods in Congress, has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the frontrunner over the two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is a strong pro-life advocate who is promising to freeze property taxes, lower income taxes, and improve schools. This is SRN News. New polling shows loss of confidence in Democrats approaching the 2026 midterm elections. More from Bernie Bennett.
The Republican Party is now more trusted to handle gun control than Democrats based on the latest Reuters poll. The Reuters Ipsos poll, conducted from September 19th through 21st, shows the GOP leading on several issues, including crime, immigration, gun control, corruption, foreign conflicts, and the economy. They also lead on the issue of political extremism. Democrats lead on issues like the environment, women's rights, health care, and barely lead on respect for democracy, by a narrow margin. Their lead on health care dropped only 9 points. Bernie Bennett reporting.
San Francisco residents had an earthquake this week, and now they have an angry squirrel. Two attacks have been reported, sending victims to the emergency room. Flyers have now been posted warning residents of a very mean squirrel. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.